552.
Pitchers and catchers have reported to spring training in Florida today, while all other players will report next week. The Nationals are coming in with high hopes after winning their division last year. However, things have started with some controversy because of Gio Gonzalez's possible performance-enhancing drugs involvement.
Well, joining us to talk more about it, James Wagner. He covers the Nationals for the Washington Post, and he's at spring training in Florida. Good to have you here, James.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Gio Gonzalez is trying to deflect all this controversy. What did he have to say today about what's going on?
He essentially kind of elaborated, maybe not much more, the comments he kind of, you know, put out on Twitter the day that it happened, about 2 weeks ago the news came out, said that he has no connection to that clinic himself personally, and has never used performance-enhancing drugs before. And again, he asked about the specific things that he was linked to. He said not at all to those substances as well. And he, again, you know, kind of reiterated what his father had told, said in that Miami New Times report, that it was his father instead that was in fact a legitimate patient at the place, he said. And he did not know why his name appeared in those. I guess he surmised, he was kind of saying that his father is a proud parent, a well-known person in Southern Florida and Miami, and just talks about his son all the time. So that he was kind of guessing as to why he would come up and be connected with it. And that he wasn't sure why his father was connected. He did not know that his father was attending that clinic.
James, what's the buzz on what we'll see from Steven Strasburg this year?
He has been talking for weeks now, and today especially, about wanting to be a workhorse, a 200-plus innings starter in that rotation. You know, the guy they turn to for 6, 7, 8 innings, he keeps saying. And he showed up today, yesterday actually, and today, through his first bullpen session, he looked every part of a guy that wants to be a workhorse. He was big, he looked strong, he looked thinner, and he really, the ball was coming out crisp out of his hand. He really is looking forward to the opportunity of having no restrictions and really wants to be there and from beginning to end.
In our final 30 seconds, the mood of the camp as we head into a year where the Nats are not only trying to defend their Eastern Division championship, but they're trying to get to the World Series.
I mean, guys have started trickling in. I mean, some of them have already been here, and not everyone's here yet. But so far, the guys that are here already are, they're excited. I mean, last year, this is unexpected for them. You know, they had the talent, but who knew if they were going to win that many games and compete so well. This year, they know it, but they're still excited about that opportunity, excited to be the number one team or to be the target. And they're still loose. They don't seem tight. I mean, they're still a young and loose group of guys excited about this opportunity.
All right, that's the Washington Post Nationals reporter, James Wagner. Thank you, James.